Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning, and we are picking up right where we left off with the Dennis Prager article, Women Are Disproportionately Hurting Our Country, that we were talking about yesterday. Check out that show. Welcome to Feet to the Fire, and this is your host, Sergio Fassa, fearlessly challenging the narratives of the culture. I'm picking up right towards the end of the article where Prager was making the point that women are at the tip of the spear of the anti-life, pro-abortion movement. He says this, continuing in the article, as regards the demand that news outlets censor pro-life individuals and groups, the open letter was signed by more than 600 medical doctors and other healthcare professionals. In other words, essentially, we need to shut down any pro-life, what they would consider propaganda, any pro-life doctrine and teaching in the culture. And listen to this, nearly every signatory was a woman. And all four of the listed leaders of Physicians for Reproductive Health are, that's right, women. Now, here's another part I wanted to get to in Prager. Women clergy have been at the vanguard of pushing Christianity and Judaism to the left, leaving mainstream churches and synagogues increasingly empty. Of course, the increasingly feminized male clergy go along with their female colleagues. And let me say, as a side note, especially in biblical Christianity, you shouldn't have female clergy at all anyway, because pastoring, being part of the clergy, is reserved for men, as the scriptures teach all over the place. And he's right. Even the male leaders are going along with the female demands. We'll get to that. We'll get to that momentarily. But you don't see male headship and leadership, even in the churches anymore, where they're telling the women to submit to authority, sit down, and place yourself under biblical authority. You have women that are out of control everywhere in the culture, including in the churches, and men acquiescing to it in fear. He goes on, and women are disproportionately supportive of cancel culture, the greatest threat to free speech in American history. Again, absolutely right. Women are at the forefront of that protest. This is me now, not Prager. You know, it's not fair. It's mean. That's not nice. You can't say that. You need to be politically correct. All of that is effeminate thinking, the victim mentality. It should go without saying, this is Prager again, it should go without saying, but it's undoubtedly necessary to note that there are many women doing great, even heroic things for our society, and that many men are working to wreck it. But for those who associate women with instinctively protecting children or with being supportive of a traditionally religious life, this era in American history has provided something of a shock. That's the end of the article. Prager is right on. And let me just give you another example of where this is invading the culture, quite simply. And this one just fries me because it's so patently obvious and ridiculous. And we are, again, acquiescing and bowing down to what I would call the health nutrition victims. Do you notice, to Prager's point, that women are disproportionately hurting the country? Do you notice that it's GF everywhere now? Gluten-free everywhere, even in school lunches, everywhere. And it's totally effeminate and weak and unmasculine, and it's high maintenance to have this cultural movement to say, it's gluten-free, we can't eat gluten, that hurts our tummies, all of that stuff. GMO-free, organic. We have created, as I said, health and nutrition victims to whom we are all beholden, even when we go to the sub shop. It's the protest of the oppressed minority. Do you realize it's just another, this health craze is another iteration of victimology. And these people pushing this have become the health nutrition Nazis. Can't have peanuts. That needs to be a peanut-free zone. I need a gluten-free option. I need an organic option. To which I want to say things that I can't say on the radio. But this isn't the radio. On a podcast, I'm pretending I'm on the radio. I want to say things like take your GF and take your organic and take your all health Nazi restrictions and your victim nutrition garbage and go somewhere with it. Men fail to stand up and say, grow up. We've been eating gluten for 6 millennia since the creation of the world. Go accommodate yourself and leave everybody else alone. As I said, it's feminizing. It's weak. We accommodate the victim at the expense of the majority's norm and lifestyle. So you can't even go to the carnival anymore, the county fair. No one says carnival. You can't go to the county fair anymore and order a big fat sausage and pepper sandwich and a big fat hoagie roll without somebody being like, is that GF? Because women have effeminized the culture. They've made all of us needy, weak victims. Let me give you another example. This from the Daily Signal. This from the Daily Wire. Anti-white racism is all the rage amongst big business, banks, unions, and government. Labor Day weekend has come and gone, marking the unofficial end of the summer. But we'd be remiss if we didn't focus on the past season's hottest trend, anti-white racism, under the guise of diversity, equity, and inclusion. As flagged by conservative strategist Greg Price, quote, open racial discrimination against whites and Asians is just a thing now, I guess. He attached screenshots to several recent stories highlighting programs or policies that explicitly push minority individuals over white people. And then he cites examples, the article cites examples of banks giving out loans based on minority status. And this is the exact same thing as the health nutrition victims who've turned into health nutrition Nazis, is the Marxist race victims, oppressed race victims who've made themselves into race Nazis, who are saying if you're part of the oppressed and you're not part of the majority, you get special treatment. And the reason this ties into Prager is because, let me ask you something. Who taught us victimology? Who were the first social victims in the recent American movement of cultural Marxism? Well, decades and generations ago, it was women. Feminism is what first taught us victimology. Do you realize women were the first victims? It's not fair. We're oppressed by men. We're oppressed by the majority masculine culture. And we need to rise up and stand up for our rights. And we need affirmative action on behalf of women. Well, that's bled into everything. And that's all this diversity, equity, and inclusion is now roping every other disparate victim group into it, whether it's the health victim, the nutrition victim who can't look at gluten or he'll break out and combust, which I just don't get it with men. It's just so, you know, I can't say words, I guess, because of the cancel culture. It's so effeminate. Or it's the race minority who's can't get ahead because the majority race has hurt them, kept them down, or it's the trans minority who's kept out of mainstream society because he's got weird sexual perverted tendencies that make people uncomfortable. I don't know, that actually sounds pretty accurate. But they're kept out because they're not majority hetero. Or it's the female woman who's kept out because she's not part of the patriarchy. All of that, on and on. You know what? Steering the ship completely in a different direction. You heard about Biden's speech last week. We're going to get to it. We're going to get to it tomorrow, hopefully. But how about this from Breitbart? Breaking: White House press secretary called out for her 2016 election fraud tweets, calls the claims ridiculous. So I'll set this up and we'll get to it tomorrow. The White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, is obviously in love with Biden's speech where he calls all MAGA Republicans crazy, and we are indicted for questioning the 2020 election. And though, would you look at that, in 2016, she questioned the election for Georgia's governor and the presidential election in her tweets, called it fraudulent. So they can say it then, but we can't say it now. Very interesting. This is Biden's America. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an overflowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. The liberals are making everyone victims at the hands of MAGA Republicans, and you can blame feminism for it.